Kjartan hesitated. He was angry, shamed, and unhappy, but he could not win a trial of strength with Earl Ragnar, and so, at last, he nodded.
It is over,
he agreed.
And you no longer serve me, Ragnar said coldly. We rode home.
The hard winter came. The brooks froze. Snow drifted to fill the stream beds, and the world was cold, silent, and white. Wolves came to the edge of the woods, and the midday sun was pale, as though its strength had been leached away by the north wind. Ragnar rewarded me with a silver arm ring, the first I ever received, while Kjartan was sent away with his family. He would no longer command one of Ragnar's ships, and he would no longer receive a share of Ragnar's generosity, for now he was a man without a lord, and he went to Jofrek, where he joined the garrison holding the town. It was not a prestigious job. Any Dane with ambition would rather serve a lord like Ragnar who could make him rich, while the men guarding Jofrek were denied any chance of plunder. Their task was to watch across the flat fields outside the city, and to make certain that King Egbert fomented no trouble. But I was relieved that Sven was gone, and absurdly pleased with my arm ring. The Danes loved arm rings. The more a man possessed, the more he was regarded, for the rings came from success. Ragnar had rings of silver and rings of gold, rings carved as dragons and rings inlaid with glittering stones. When he moved, you could hear the rings clinking. The rings could be used as money if there were no coins. I remember watching a Dane take off an arm ring and hack it to shreds with an axe, then offer a merchant scraps of the ring until the scales showed he had paid sufficient silver. That was down in the bigger valley, in a large village where most of Ragnar's younger men had settled, and where traders brought goods from Jofrek. The incoming Danes had found a small English settlement in the valley, but they needed more space for new houses, and to make it, they had burned down a grove of hazels. And that was what Ragnar called the place, Sinningthwaite, which meant the place cleared by fire. Doubtless the village had an English name, but it was already being forgotten. We're in England to stay now, Ragnar told me as we went home one day, after buying supplies in Sinningthwaite. The road was a track pounded in the snow, and our horses picked a careful path between the drifts, through which the black twigs of the hedge tops just showed. I was leading the two pack horses, laden with their precious bags of salt, and asking Ragnar my usual questions. Where swallows went in winter, why elves gave us hiccups, and why Ivar was called the Boneless.
Because he's so thin, of course, Ragnar said, so that he looks as if you could roll him up like a cloak.
Why doesn't Ubba have a nickname?
He does. He's called Ubba the Horrible.
He laughed because he had made the nickname up, and I laughed because I was happy. Ragnar liked my company, and, with my long fair hair, men mistook me for his son, and I liked that.